Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna go to HEB and I'm gonna go buy some groceries. But I was like,
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, July the 4th. Thursday, July the 4th, 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, got another powerful show scheduled for you today. Today, we're going to continue with part two, breaking down this topic or this term, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? My brothers and my sisters, happy 4th of July for you folks out there that do that kind of thing, that celebrate the 4th of July. I'm not for or against. Y'all do you, boo-boo. But today we want to continue breaking down and getting a deeper understanding of this transition process that we don't have in the West. It's very interesting because in the East and other areas, there is a deeper understanding of this process that we call death. So today we're going to talk about death. What do you mean? I know today is a day of celebration. So is death. Death is the stepping into a fuller life. Death is the process of ascension, and it is this inability to understand this process that I want to talk about today. Because, you know, a lot of people, when a loved one dies, they die. A piece of their inner observation of the life sense, there is this pain. There is this ability to observe the pain and focus on the pain. And many of us, unfortunately, you know, we don't really understand this process of death. And we think that death is permanent. We do not understand that death means that you're stepping out of limitation into a fuller experience or consciousness or awareness. So what precedes you after death? So death and sleep are exactly the same thing. The only difference between death and sleep is when you go to sleep, you stay connected to the physical body. When you die, you disconnect from the physical body. It is this detachment process that's not taught in the West. It's taught in the East and other cultures, but it's not taught, especially within inside of the African-American community. Nobody talks about death. Nobody talks about sex. The two topics that we know nothing about is the two topics that we should be talking about. It should be taught in every church in America. The third topic would be wealth. We know nothing about these topics because those topics are not taught. I don't know no black man or woman. I know that they're out there. I just don't know one personally. I don't know no black man that grew up reading the Wall Street Journal, that when he graduated, he had a trust fund, that he understands, that he knows how to establish a trust that was taught to him by his father. I don't know a black man that inherited or stepped into generational wealth. I know that they're out there, but I don't know one. I don't know no black man that understands the true ascension process. I don't know no black man or woman, nobody in the black race that understands that we all got Christendom. Now, I don't know no black person personally who understand what it means to be a Moor. The fact that that word Moor means traveling of the rivers. It's the rivers of none. It's the ability to understand that when you go into the womb, you're into the water. So it's the waters of none. I don't know any black person on the planet that understands why we come through the rivers of life. Out of the belly flows rivers of life, according to the scriptures, and that represents the womb. That's why the Ankh is in the form of a cross that has a circle on the top of it, and that those two lines that make the cross represents the ovaries of the woman. That circle on top of the cross, on top of the Ankh, that represents the uterus. The uterus is the portal, is the vessel for life. And so nobody comes into this dimension unless they come through the birth canal of a woman. That, my brothers and sisters, was all taught, but there's no African American that I'm aware of. I know that they exist, but I don't know no one personally. I've seen people on YouTube. I've seen other stuff that people understand this process, but I don't know anyone personally who can talk to me about this process of ascension or this process of transition or this process of thanatos, which is the Greek word for the English word death. And so when someone experiences this, we do not understand the detachment process. We do not see the signs of transition before, because there is a plethora of signs that are given to each and every one of us prior to this ascension process. And the inability to see and understand the art of transitioning. There are events. There are vibrational events. There are, you know, bloodstream. There are nervous. There are the 12 systems inside of the body that a person goes through before they experience this transition. So death and sleep are exactly the same. Death and sleep are exactly the same. Death and sleep are exactly the same. The only difference between death and sleep is sleep is temporary. Death is a permanent disconnection. Sleep is a temporary disconnection. But what is the disconnection? The disconnection is mental. So death is a mental disconnection from this dimension. Let me say that again. Death is a mental disconnection from this dimension. So you take your mentality and you transfer it to another reality. Let me say that again. You take your mentality, you leave the body, but you take your mentality. What precedes the body after death? What precedes your consciousness, your awareness? Remember, I did about a week before my daughter passed away, and I broke down, it was called levels of consciousness. And so our levels of consciousness, each one of us have different levels of consciousness. And these different levels of consciousness, that's what precedes the body after the process of detachment takes place. So the process of detachment often shows itself in the form of a relaxation and a lack of fear. It's the acceptance of the inevitable. Now, the person who's going through the process of detachment, they are exhibiting these characteristics. We don't understand. So my daughter for the last 2 years been exhibiting these characteristics, but I didn't understand. Like like many people. I overstood, but I didn't overstood because I wasn't tuned in. I wasn't listening. So I didn't understand when she kept telling me about how little things that was really traumatic. Like when they had the gun violence thing at a high school, and she came back just tore down, broken down in tears because there was a little white kid who came up to her who was, you know, had his Donald Trump hat on, make America, you know, white again. Oh, I'm sorry, make America great again. And he was, you know, pro guns. And so my daughter vehemently disagreed with me on that. And I said, Shamora, well, you know, I got guns. I like guns. I was trained in the military. And she was like, Dad, guns kill people. And I'm like, Shamora, guns don't kill nobody. People. I've never seen a gun jump off a shelf, load itself, run down the street and kill nobody. I've never seen it. And so me and her, we had a healthy debate, and she was crying and she was really angry. She was really upset because, again, her heart, her compassion to connect with people and to help and assist people. But like I told her, Shamora, you can't save folks. I already been down that road, and I know you're my daughter, so I already know where you got the genes from. Yeah, I know you got the, you know, you put on a cape too, just like I do, and you want to go out and and you want to save the world. But boo-boo, let me tell you, that's the fast way to exit this dimension. And she's not here. And your ability to over and understand, my brothers and sisters, that each and every one of us have a responsibility to ourselves and to our children. There's a lot of things that, again, looking back, and I don't wish this on nobody. I don't wish this on myself. This is my lot. This is in my lap. This is what this is how the universe has chosen to present classes in session. So I got my pen and paper, and I'm taking notes. I recommend you do the same thing when the enemy shows up at your door, when it's your turn to go to class, because we are here, my brothers. We're here, my sisters, to learn. We're here to love. We're here to live. We're here to leave. And if you do not understand that process, then you get stuck like Chuck, and then nothing is able to transcend. So in order to transcend, you got to go within. So let's get into the scriptures. So if we look at the scriptures, we see something that is profoundly disturbing. And that is, the scripture actually tells us exactly what this transition process is and the transitional process. So that way nobody should be in a tradition. Now, it's totally normal to grieve the physical removal of pretty much anything. If your car get repoed, that's a physical object. You had it for 5 years. You didn't make a payment, and you were just about ready to pay it off. And like, we were T-boned in the middle of an intersection in a car that was just about paid. And the person who hit us didn't have insurance. So yeah, we had to take care of it ourselves. So that was a traumatic event. But the enemy's job is for you to have a traumatic event, so that way he can introduce trauma-induced mind control by using that traumatic event to leave an imprint. He uses traumatic events to leave an imprint. He uses traumatic events to use an imprint. That's his job. My job is to make sure that you understand and you do not allow that enemy to put that imprint over you, that you only imprint yourself with toe-curling stuff, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. You do not imprint yourself with death, with fear, with doubt, with unbelief, with licentiousness, with all of the fruit of the flesh. You can. I don't recommend it. He got me the first time around with my mother's death. He ain't going to get me this time. Each and every one of us, you got to understand what it is. The inability to understand, like nobody, there was no bereavement counselors when I was a kid. So I'm talking to my children every day, so they understand what is going on. Now, you can buy into this crap of the dominant culture and what traditional religion teaches, or you can get into the text itself and you can research and do what the Bible says by study to show yourself approved unto God and not man. Each and every one of us have a responsibility to ourselves to understand this process and what it means and how we are to over, under, and understand why we are here. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? That means that it should not have no sting and it should not have no victory. So why does it have sting and why does it have victory? Obviously, we don't understand the process of death, burial, and resurrection. That's where Yahushua came to give us a deeper over, under, and understanding. So if you have your sword with you, please take it out and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54, as we break down the topic today, my brothers and sisters, of understanding what exactly is death. Basically, simply, death is a changing of a mental disposition, period. That means everybody on this call has experienced death thousands of times. For example, if you're in a relationship with person A, and you remove your mental, your emotional, your attachment to person A, and you transfer it over to person B. To at that moment, person A just died to you. Now, they physically walking around, but to you, they don't mentally occupy any of your brain cells and your neurons any longer. So death is when you remove the memory, when you remove the mental disposition of somebody, some place, or something. That's death. Death is a permanent removal of something. Now we got to break this down, because a lot of people, again, can get confused with under over understanding this process, and then that is what causes the enemy. That's what allows the enemy to come in, because it produces a gray cloud over your home, over your house, and then over the people that's left, and everybody's walking around on pins and needles because, you know, you going through something. Nah, but you got your shit together. Life goes on, man. Because guess what happened? If I die today, tomorrow is just as if I wasn't here. The only way I'm going to continue is through the memories of the people that I left and had an impact on positively. So your job is, while you're here, to have an impact on people as much as possible. Why? So that way your memory carries on when you're gone. So my daughter did her job. Only it took her 19 years. I'm still here because I haven't had an impact. If I did, I'd be gone too. So 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14. I'm sorry, not 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54 says, "So when the corruptible shall put on incorruptibility, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." You see, brothers and sisters, you don't die when you leave your body. You die when you leave the things that control the body. The Bible says that anyone that wishes to live must die. Anybody that wants to die must live. So anybody that loses his life for my sake gains his life. That's what the scripture says. So it's this ability to over and understand how death, that word death that we talk about, or that we're talking about today, is actually defined inside of the Helios Biblios. And so if we go to Strong Concordance number G2288, that is the Strong Concordance number for this word that we call death, and it is Thanatos. Now, I broke down this word because of Thanaton inside of the Marvel Comics, the guy who brought what? Remember? Death. That's why his name is Thanos. So Thanos is the god of death, because it comes from the word Thanatos, which is the Greek word that means death. Now, the word death, Thanatos, simply means the separation of the soul and the body. It means basically a loss of life. The separation of the soul. The soul is the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and the intellect. So anytime you separate your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect from something, some place, or someone, bam, that's death. Now, everybody on this call has already done that thousands and thousands of times. Think about the things that you knew when you was in middle school. Go back to the eighth grade. What was your mindset on? What were you thinking about? Are you still thinking about those things? Is there a separation of your soul from the body of knowledge or information or the things that you was doing, or your place of abode, the abode of life? It is a loss of life that we talked about yesterday with that Z-O-E in the Z-O-A. That means it is a loss of the brain being immersed in a state. That's death. Death is when the brain is no longer immersed in a specific abode. Let me say that again. Death is when the brain is no longer immersed in a specific abode. Let me say that again. Death is when the brain is no longer immersed in a specific abode. You've died thousands of times already. You just not have done the death where your total soul, your total memory is removed and detached from the body because you haven't went through the detachment process. You still have a lust of the flesh. You still have the lust of the eyes, and you still have the pride of life. That's the only reason why you're here. There are certain things that your eyes see. You say, oh, I want. I want that new car. There's going to come a day when somebody say, hey, I'm going to give you a free Lamborghini. You're going to be like, yeah, I'm going to give you a free house on the beach in Santa Barbara, California, worth millions. You're going to be like, yeah. There's going to come a day when the things in this world, they don't appeal to you anymore. Right now they do. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes. Right now there's things that, your eyes see, like, yep, sign me up for that program. There's also the pride of life. Right now, you go out, and if you get a, if you are, you'll be very, very proud of yourself if you become a New York National bestseller and your book sells a million copies and they bring you on, you know, all the late night talk shows. If you was the stature of a Oprah Winfrey, or if you was the stature of, let's say, Steph Curry, you know, you won the NBA, everybody knew you. If you was a LeBron James, or if you goes away, if you went somewhere and, you know, you was a Kardashian and everybody knew you, that's pride. That's the pride of life. They're not ready to go. They ain't started the detachment process. Why? Pride of life. They still getting pride from life. They still love their life. Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of death. So my daughter didn't have my daughter did not have those three things. And she told me for 2 years she didn't have those three things. And I kept telling her, oh, hold up, but lust of the flesh. What about the pride of, what about the lust of the eyes? What about the pride of life? So death is a total removal of the brain, of the soul, the mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect, from being immersed in those three things. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, cares of this world. So whenever those three things, again, then you start the process. Now, the process may take 10 years. The process may take one day. But you start the process of detachment from the body. Now, you may start the process of detachment from your job. You may start the process of a detachment from your wife or your husband. You may start the process of detachment from your house. You could have, maybe you lived in your same house 20 years. And now you got to start the process of detachment from that house. There is not a person listening to this call today that has not went through the process of detachment already. So you've already died. You've already died to something. You just have not died to self. So the moment that you die to self, boom, you're out of here. The moment that you die to your cells, the moment that you die to your self, the moment that you die to your source or whatever is providing you with your feel-good chemicals of dopamine, serotonin, melatonin, oxytocin, vasopressin, certain things are providing you. But when those things lose their flavor and you are no longer getting that chemical release, your current is disconnected. Your electrical magnetic pulse that is pulsating through the melanin sheath or the myelin sheath in the body that protects the electrical charge, so that way you're firing and you're not having no erratic firing. And that's what my daughter had all her life. We call it a seizure because of a lack of the oil, the lack of the covering. It's like if you was to plug your computer up into an electrical socket and you took the plastic off, or you took the covering off the electrical cord and you just grabbed it, you're gonna get fried. Why? There's no covering. There is no covering over the electrical cord. So if you plug an electrical cord up into the socket, into the wall, then what happens is that electrical cord is going to produce a frequency, a wave of vibration. So you have to have a covering over the cord. That's the myelin sheath over the neurons inside of the body. And so the myelin sheath is the covering of the electrical current. Well, my daughter's did not have that. She had a degenerative it's called myelin, I forgot the exact terminology of the biological disease, disorder. So my daughter told me for 2 years that the vehicle that I brought, that the vehicle that I'm in right now, I can't drive that vehicle, man. This vehicle, I'm walking down the middle of the street, and then all of a sudden it just short circuits on me. And then I just fall, and I wake up, and they're looking at, and everybody looking at me cray cray. I don't like that. So my daughter was giving me words of withdrawal. Somebody should write that down. Because right now somebody's giving you words of withdrawal, but you don't, like me, you don't over understand the withdrawal process, the detachment process. See, nobody told me what I'm telling you. So death will show up at your house, and it's going to bite you in the ass, and it's going to cause you a lot of issue, a lot of problems, because the lack of ability to look Thanos in the eye before he gets there and understand that you're not taking nobody. Yahushua didn't die either. He voluntarily laid down his life. My daughter did the same thing. When it's my time to transition, I'm going to do the same thing. Nobody can take my life. Nobody can take your life. You have to voluntarily let go. You have to mentally say, man, I'm out. The moment that you, the inability to maintain the mental attachment in this dimension, that's death. Death is the inability to maintain your focus. That's why I talk about focus, discipline, and order. I don't give a flying banana what you do with your life, homie. But if your ass ain't focused, if you ain't got no discipline, if you don't have no order, you are in Groundhog's Day. You can't get out. The inability to maintain your brain that is immersed in your design, that's life. Death is a lack of focus. I know a lot of Negroes walking around today, they're dead. They're part of the walking dead. That's why they got all these movies out about zombies. You, boo-boo, are a zombie. If you're walking around here with no freaking purpose, with no destiny, with no reason for live, and for living, and you ain't learning nothing, you ain't loving nothing, therefore you can't leave nothing. You can't leave anything. That's why you're still chill. You're here in Groundhog's Day until you learn, until you start to love, until you start to live, then you're eligible to leave. So my daughter accomplished that task in 19 years. It just say I'm a slow learner, as I've been telling everybody. The Bible says when the perishable, that means shizness that don't live forever, has been clothed with imperishable, then the saying that is written shall come to pass. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Excuse me. The sting of death is sin. Anybody want to hurt their brain? I got any volunteers? You want to sign up to get your brain destroyed? Any volunteers? The sting of death is sin. Let me say it again real slow. The sting of death is sin. So this is how you know what the sting of death is, because of this word kintron. In the Greek, let me pull this up for you, so everybody has to over understand this one. This is another
Strong's G
brain herder.
Kintron.
So the Greek word kintron, just the English word sting. And it's interesting because in the Egyptians, the scorpion was king. It was called the kiss of death. Because when a scorpion would sting you, the scorpion has two stingers. They look like lips. And when you're stung by a scorpion, it looks like somebody, they kiss you on your forehead, homie. That's the kiss of death. That's kintron. Kintron is the kiss of death. The kiss of death simply means a G-O-A-D. It means prick. It's an attribute. It is a personification of a deadly weapon. It is a iron G-O-A-D. Now, brothers and sisters, I can't break down M-O-N-A-D. Or you have what is called gonads inside of the body. This is part of your lymph node system. This is part of the three things that the three silver cords, like in the movie Silver Surfer, that keeps you connected. When you sleep, that silver cord is connected. When you die, that silver cord, that gonad, the gonads, the lymph nodes are disconnected, poisoned, if you will. Sting. So this word sting, my brothers, this word sting, my sisters, which is this word kintron, there is a gonad, there is a sting, there is a prick of Thanos. Thanos means death. And again, Thanos or Thanatos is a separation of the soul from the body. The soul is the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. Underneath the word Thano, or Thanatos, or Thanatin, is another word.
Thanasco.
So this word, Thanasco, again, this is what we call death. You won't find this taught on Sunday morning. It is a spiritually, it means a spiritual separation. It's a spiritual dying or dead. So this word simply means to be die. It means perfect. It has to do with the over and understanding. Now again, underneath this word, we're talking about death. It means a perfect spiritual separation. So death, what my daughter just did, was a perfect spiritual separation. What is spiritual? Spiritual is a group of related thoughts. What is a group of related thoughts? A group of related thoughts is when the brain is immersed in certain thoughts that form a neurological network in the brain. So that means death is a separation of all of those neurological thoughts. We call that conscious. Death is when the conscious is removed out of the body. And it goes somewhere else. It goes to another body. It goes to a fuller place. It's a glorified body. So death means taking your consciousness out of the physical body and putting it in the glorified body. Let me say it again. Death means taking the body, taking the consciousness, taking your memories, taking everything that you've accumulated, all of your life experiences. Thano, it means a perfect removal of consciousness. It means a perfect removal of the spirit from the body. That's death. Sleep is a partial removal, and then it's returned. Death is a permanent removal of the consciousness out of the body. That's death. Now, death has a sting if you lived in sin. But the word, the Bible says, the sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. Oh, man. Father, touch the minds of your people. The kintron of Thanos is Hamantano. Let's break this down. Heavenly Father, Earthly Mother, destroy the consciousness that is based upon fear, doubt, and unbelief, and replace it with the awareness of love, joy, and peace. Brothers and sisters, this word sin comes from a Greek word.
G266, hamartia, hamartia.
Harmatia, harmatia, harmantana, harmatia, harmatia simply means to be without your share in. Let me say it again. Harmatia means to be without your share, to live your life without your share. Now, where does good and evil come in with that? Where does morality come in with that? Sin means living your life without your lot, without your share, without your destiny. It means to miss your mark. It means to be mistaken. It means to miss or wander from your path. It means to miss or wander, to walk around in Groundhog's Day. That's sin. Sin has nothing to do with morality. Sin has to do with your mentality. Death is when you do not have a congealed mentality. That's death. Death is when you disconnect your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect from the three-stranded cord that is not easily broken through your blood, through your nervous system, and through your endocrine system. And you did not establish and connect your incorruptibility, did not put on incorruptibility. That means that you don't know your destiny. Remember we said in verse 54, when you perish, it says the perishable have been clothed with imperishability. So that means that you got a bunch of thoughts, and now you got to put all of those thoughts into one thought. You got to find your purpose. So death is when you D-Y-E, when you exit this dimension, you do not maintain your brain. When you exit this dimension without a crystal clear purpose that has been fulfilled, you got to come back, find your purpose. You got to learn. You got to keep learning. You just keep coming back. That's D-Y-E. Keep coming back until you learn how to do what my daughter did. That is what? Live your life with having consideration of other people. My daughter called me crawling and bawling and bawling because her friend did not have enough financial aid because she was an illegal alien and she didn't qualify for federal student aid loan and grants and stuff. We did the show raising money for her. We did a GoFundMe account for her. We raised some money, but not enough. She did that. I don't understand. She was crying. She said her parents want her to come back and go work in the strawberry fields. They don't understand that. Don't they know that education is more powerful, more valuable than they were going to say, yes, Shamor, but that's their culture. That's what they come over to this country. That's what they do. A lot of them, not all of them. But just like when we were slaves and over in Africa, we came over there and we was indigenous service, if you want to call it that. Basically, we were slaves. It wasn't voluntarily. That's the situation that we was in. But that's not fair. Nope, it's not. So what are we going to do? Nothing. It's not my fight. That's not my homentanal. That's not my lot. That's not my share. That's not my destiny. That's death. Death is living your life without a mental disposition like my daughter, which means my daughter was a six, like me. She was here. She was a responsible server to other people. She had unlimited compassion and love. My daughter was also a three. She was an independent, peaceful, informed communicator. She was a very individual, very private. She was very peaceful, and she was very creative. So she was not living her life without a share. She had her share. She left a mark. She knew her lot because I made damn sure that she knew it. And I'm trying to do the same thing for everybody that's part of the life management system. To make sure that you do not live your life without knowing your lot, your share, and your destiny. That is sin. Sin is living your life according to the biblical text. I am not making this up. You say, well, Doc, I'm still not buying it, man. What else you got? Well, underneath that first Greek word of hamantereo or whatever it was called, there's another word.
264, hamartano. Hamartano.
Hamartano, similar to hamantano. That is a Greek word. Guess what it means? Pretty much just the same thing. To live a life that doesn't leave a mark. So you live and nobody knows you, nobody remembers you. You live and die and like you never existed. That's sin. Sin means that you didn't live your path. You lived a path, but it was not your path. And when we go further, let's go a little bit further down the rabbit trail. There's another Greek word underneath the English word, on the Greek word, hamantano.
G1, alpha. Alpha.
Alpha. So the word hamantano comes from the word alpha. That means Christ is the alpha. The indication is that he is the beginning and the end. So that alpha, that means that you have a beginning and an end, a.k.a. purpose, homeboy. It means you got a purpose. So if you're living your life without your purpose, that means that you cannot You cannot get tired and refuse to maintain the mental effort and focus and start the detachment process, because if you do, boo-boo, you're not going to enter into what is called a fuller life. You got to come back here, and you got to keep learning until you learn how to love. What is love? Love is finding your lot, your share, and your destiny, and giving it to other people. That's love. Love is the ability to connect with other people. Now, there's another Greek word underneath this Greek word. We got the word homo, which means alpha, and then tano. So the underlying Greek word for the English word, or the Greek word homentano, is
3313, meros. Meros.
So the Greek word meros, again, the definition of death, the Greek word meros. Meros means, again, we break it down, sin, which is the only thing that if you refuse, if you take all of your mental effort, meaning if you refuse to maintain your brain, if you refuse to maintain your soul, if you refuse, like my daughter did, she just said, "Dad, I'm tired of putting forth the mental effort that is required for me to stay focused, disciplined, and orderly in this dimension, because the vehicle that I have makes it difficult." And also because me as a father failed to provide the proper environment that my daughter could come to and recharge her batteries and rest physically. And then also because of certain things that was going on that stressed her out mentally with inside of the family, particularly with some of the things that her mother was going through that caused this strain or this stress. And so this word meros means a part due or assigned to one. Wow. Let me let that register just for a moment. Now, this is the base underlining word for the English word sin. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, I've never heard it described in that manner. I've never heard it described in that manner. Now, I'm not saying that it is not, but I've never heard a reverend, doctor, or bishop describe the word sin in that manner, which we just read from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54 and 55. And so now we all know that that's what death is when we talk about Thanos. Again, I just read through all of the Greek. We went through all of the Hebrew. I gave you the strong concordance number. At the base and at the core is this number, strong concordance number G3313, which says, and I repeat, because this I've never heard taught,
strong
no church in America.
Meros. Meros.
I've never heard, other than myself, no reverend, no doctor, no bishop, say that this is sin. Sin means a part due or assigned to one, a lot or destiny. One of the constitutional parts of the whole, your part. So everybody on this call, if you live your life not according to what I've been doing for the last 25 years full time, 10 years full time, the last 25 years, what I taught my daughter. And the reason that my daughter is not here, because like I've just explained, everybody dies every day, thousands of times. Anytime you take your brain, which is your soul, which is your mind, will, emotion, master's intellect, and based upon the biblical definition that we just described, this is why I don't just preach theory. This is how I break it down. I'm a didactic teacher, to my knowledge, the only one on the planet. I don't know nobody who breaks down the Greek and Hebrew live and plays the definition and give you the strong concordance number, so you can look it up for yourself. And again, $10,000 to anybody that can prove me wrong. $10,000. I just looked it up. Now, if the Greek and the Hebrew and the definitions are wrong, okay, we can debate about that another date, another time. But I also went into the, again, the Textus Receptus. You can go there too. I recommend you also go into the Latin Vulgate. I've done that. You can go there too. You can also go into the Codex Gigas. If you want to hurt your brain, you can do that too. So you can do the research. I've already did it. There's no reverend, no doctor, no bishop. God himself would have to come down. before I change my mind. So I know that what's been preached and taught everywhere in every church in America is a half-truth. Because nobody, the devil goes 7 layers deep. I just did it. How many layers, how many words do you look up before you open your mouth and start talking about that word? Do you look up the word 7 layers deep? Okay, now study for another time. So the word sin means you have a lot and you got a destiny. You got a part that's assigned to you, that was given to you by source code. And you're not living that. It didn't say nothing about morality. Nothing about good or evil. It said purpose. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. That is what's wrong with the whole globe. Nobody knows their freaking purpose. That's why that's the only thing I do is purpose. Nothing is more important than purpose. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Proverbs 29 says, where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. Every problem on this earth is a problem of purpose, not morality. Morality don't mean nothing. Purpose. Because if you know your purpose, you ain't got to worry about morality. I guarantee you, I changed my morality when I found my purpose. If I did not do my purpose, if I did not know my purpose, I'd be doing the same shit I was doing, and I would still be saved. Because every nigga I know that's saved and in church, he ain't changed. He's still the same. You've heard the shows. I brought men in, and you've heard Brother Andreas, who walked into the church with a loaded weapon, put it to a preacher's head while saved, preaching, turning over chairs every Sunday. Saved don't change behavior. Purpose does. And the inability to understand where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. That is the only way for corruptibility to put on incorruptibility. You can do Charles Finney all you want to. Go, you can respond to an altar call. Charles Finney is not my God. He may be yours, but he's not mine. I don't do Charles Finney. And it's a travesty, man, because people do not understand. I am not grieving because my daughter is not here. My daughter told me 2 years in advance, Dad, I'm taking my mental energy out because the vehicle that I'm driving doesn't work. And I'm tired of maintaining the mental focus. I've just read it in the Greek. It means a brain that is immersed and possessed with vitality. That is what Z-O-E and Z-A-O, strong concordance number 2222. We just read it. So you can debate and you can argue, but there is no gray cloud. The devil is a liar. I know that the consciousness, what we call consciousness, which is the awareness, which is a mind that is immersed inside of its design. It means to live your life in a manner that leaves a mark. My daughter did that. We just looked this up. And the Marvel comic has a Marvel, the guy, his name is Thanos. We just looked up the Greek word for the English word death, and it is Thanos. Thanatos. So they telling you in all of the movies, when Thanos came through, what did he do? He took out 1/3 of humankind, according to the Marvel comic. Did y'all watch the last one? What was it called? The Universe or whatever? In the movie before that, Thanos, what did he do? He came in and he was the god of what? Death. He killed people. So the strong concordance number for 1 Corinthians 15:56 says the sting of death is sin and the strength of sin is the law. So sin, that means living out your mind, but it gets its strength. What is the word strength? So if you don't do this, something happens. This is why I taught this to my children. This is why they live their life on purpose and not on time. Because strength comes somewhere, brothers and sisters. Well, let's look it up.
Strong's G 1411, dunamis. Dunamis.
That's the same place where Yahushua got his power. They saw Jesus come back and say, hey, isn't that the carpenter's son? They say, yeah, that's him. They say, hey, why does he speak as one having authority? That was dunamis. That's where we get the English word dynamite. And for the sake of time, I'm not going to go 7 layers deep on this one. It means power for performing miracles. It means moral power. So your moral power comes from your purpose. Your moral power doesn't come from no book. I didn't read about it in the book. I lived it in my real life. Moral power comes from moral power and an excellent soul. It is the power and the influence which belongs to riches and wealth. It is power and resources that arise from numbers. Let me say that again. Father, destroy the yoke of the enemy that's in the minds, the wills, the emotions, the imagination of your people, that they may hear what thus says the word of the true and the living God. Let me read again. It is the power and the resources arising from numbers. Please do not believe me. Please. Please go to your Bible. Please look it up. Strong Concordance number G1411. Dunamis power comes from understanding numbers. What y'all think I do what I do? I would rather die today to live on this freaking rock with all of these ignorant people who don't understand the truth. Because they ain't got the freaking time to look at the word, because they serve in Horus, the god of ours. Look at the word Horus, H-O-R-U-S. Turn it around. What do you got? Move the letters around, brothers and sisters. Ours, H-U-H-O-U-R-S. Horus is the god of ours. There's 12 hours in the day. That means there's 12 Horuses in the day. That's why in Egyptian culture, Horus, he was the god of what? The day. Set, which means Set, was the god of the night. And so all of the Egyptian culture is trying to tell you something. Everybody lived their eyes, their life are based upon hours. So we're stuck inside of time. That means you cannot shine. I don't live in time. I go to bed when I want. I get up when I want. I don't work for the man. I work for Source, because I work for my purpose, and my purpose is to help you find what I didn't find. So to know what you called to do, you just look what you've been through. What did I go through? I lived my entire life as a freaking virus. I destroyed everything that I touched. 50 plus years on this freaking planet. I didn't do nothing but cause pain and grief because I didn't know my purpose. I had a bunch of morality. I was licensed and ordained, preached every Sunday, laid hands on people, did all that shit, and it did nothing. I went home and cheated on my wife. I slapped my kids around. I treated them like freaking dogs. Oh, but I could preach. I could teach, but I had no freaking morality because I had no cause. I had no reason to be a good man because nobody could tell me what my purpose was until I went to Source himself. And I did not find Source in no book. I find Source inside my heart because the kingdom of God is within. Dunamis power means power and resources that arises from you and your numbers. It means this ability to have an inherent power that resides in the virtue and the nature of the thing that is exerted when it's put on its path, according to Strong Concordance number G1411. So if you don't know your numbers, guess what? You don't got no power. Now, I told everybody, and I tell them, I love doing this to my children. I love it. I said, give me a task. What do you want done that can't be done? Was inside the scope of over the understanding. I'm not God. But what I am Bethesda. Because my name in Hebrew means Bethesda. And I looked it up in the Bible. And Bethesda was the guy who built the temple in the Old Testament. And the temple was the place where the priest went in once. And the temple in the Old Testament is the exact duplicate of the cell inside the human body. My job is to go into your cell and establish the temple so that where the Shekinah glory of God can come in. I know why I'm on this earth, brother. I know why I'm on this earth, sister. Do you know why you're here? Based upon source code. But you got a college degree. The sting of death is sin. Sin means missing the mark. Sin means not living your life according to your destiny. It has nothing to do with morality. And the strength of sin is the law. So we might want to know what that is, because whatever that is, that's giving you power not to be you. But we don't want to do that, because I want to be authentic. So law is
3551. Namas
to me, that means no number. No mas, that like in Spanish, no mas. Remember Roberto Duran told Sugar Ray Leonard, when Sugar Ray Leonard was spanking him, he was like, no mas. That means no more. But this word nomas in the Greek, for the English word law, it means anything established. Oh, man. Come on, man. You know the one thing that my daughter hated the most? She said, Dad, I don't understand. I took her to this church. I said, Shamora. Because, you know, that's when I was still young, dumb, and stupid. I was younger, dumber, and stupider. Someone would argue, maybe I'm still there. Another study for another time. And my daughter said, Dad, I don't understand. Why? Because my dad knew, my daughter knew the people that was bringing the message. My daughter knew me. My daughter would come watch me preach. When I was preaching, and y'all know, y'all is on my YouTube channel. And my daughter knew the people, she knew everybody in that church. And my dad, my daughter said, Dad, I can't go. Don't make me go, Dad. I'll go if you make me. If you make me go, I'm going to go. But I do not want to go because those people are fake. They're phony. They're evil. They're devils. Anything established, that's called tradition, homie. I don't know no church on this freaking planet that don't, that don't do shit according to tradition. There's nobody that I'm aware of on this planet that does anything that's led by the Spirit, that has no tradition. Anything established, anything that is received by usage, by custom, by law, any law whatsoever, a law or rule producing a state, a law, Mosaic law, Christian religion, name of an important part, Pentateuch. Now, do not believe me. Do not. This is the source of all your problems, according to the scripture that we just read. Now, I know, that's going to be a reverend like the bishop say, well, brother, you know, praise Jesus, my brother, but you're misinterpreting what the word of God is saying, brother. Man, get your ass out of here, dude. I've already read that, too. Cross-reference the scripture. Because underneath that, it gives you a bunch of other scriptures, man. They all mean the same freaking thing. You see, my brothers, the devil is not stupid. He knows that nobody got the time that I got. I spend 12, now I can bring my wife in and she will tell you, yeah, that nigga was on a computer all day, every day. There's nobody that I'm aware of. Now, remember, you may be bigger than me. You may be smarter than me. You may be better looking than me. But you ain't going to outwork me, boo-boo. There is no Negro on this planet that studies more than me. No one. For the last 10 years, I've written 50 books, 5-0. How many you wrote? Not you personally, you know, but people you know. I've done 5,000 shows. I've done 500 videos. I don't know how many counseling sessions I've done. I got clients all over the freaking globe. I'm not saying this because I'm God's gift to the planet. I'm saying this because I want to die, but God won't let me die. He said, you can't die until you fulfill your mission. Okay, so what's my mission? I was born in the month of September. I've broken down shit that nobody, I've never heard. I can tell you everything about you. I can tell you why you're here. I can tell you anything. I've already broke everybody. I've broke this down. I'll do it. Everybody in my class, they know this. I've done thousands of these. I've never had one person look me in the eye and say, Doc, that is not correct. Not one. I'm just waiting for somebody because I know you're a liar if you do. Because the numbers don't lie. 2 + 2 always equals 4. I don't give a flying banana what country you're from. What planet you from? You give me 2 pieces of something, and I put 2 more pieces of something. Now, you can call it cuatro. You can call it 4. Whatever language you want to speak it in, homie, but it's still 4. God is a God of numbers. He's a God of perfection. He's a God of order, the big one, not the little one. What you got is, well, brother, depending on if the, you know, the stars and the moon line up. Nah, I don't do that, man. I need perfection, homie. My God, the big G, is a God of perfection. Well, you got a God of, okay, if you jump through this hoop and you pay your tithes, okay, mwah, I bless you, my brother. You can kiss my ring finger. Bump you in the horse you rode in on. You see, brothers and sisters, I know a lot of theory preachers and teachers out there. I don't know theorems out there. I would rather die. God is my witness. I've done everything. I drove all the cars. I slept with all the women. I've traveled to all the places. Shit, I've did everything. I'm getting ready. I got to bury my daughter, man. 19 years old, 19. She taught me more than any Reverend Dr. Bishop. Anybody, there's nobody that can even figure, they can't even wash her feet. Because this girl was totally considerate of other people. She called me every fight she got in, it was only a couple, somebody else. Every issue, she said, Dad, the Dreamers Act, I don't understand. How can you separate families, Dad? How are they doing it? How in the hell is Donald Trump going to build a, how is he putting children in cages, Dad? Shamora was angry. She was upset. She didn't understand the culture. She don't understand what's going on in this world. She don't understand evil. She said, Dad, how can a man do this to another man? I said, Shamora, you do not want to see what I saw when I worked in a Supermax prison in New Mexico. If you think what you just are witnessing with gun violence is evil, I had to protect her. I could not let her see the evil of this world. I couldn't. Because Shamura could not. She was emotional, distraught, because her friend who was in college couldn't pay for her financial aid because they told her, you're an illegal alien, or your parents are, or you ain't got a social security number. You came to this country illegal. You're a doctor. You're a dreamer. Trump, get away with that. So unless you can pay cash money today, you need to get out of our school. And my daughter called me distraught. She can understand. And then her best friend, who has everything, my daughter came to my house, man, slept on a freaking sofa. She didn't have a room in her own father's house. What kind of father does that? And she said, Dad, I'm cool. And I said, Mom, we got to get you a bed. She said, Mom, Dad, I don't need a bed. I'm going to be here for 2 weeks. I got to go back to school. That girl was the most selfish. I don't know nobody. Now, I grew up, I had to sleep on the floor. I got a big-ass house. My two stepchildren, that ain't even mine, they got freaking, their bedrooms, furniture was over $5,000. And my daughter's laying there sleeping on the sofa. That's the shit I got to live with. Because, yeah, I did a lot of things right as a father, sure. But I did a lot of things wrong as a father. I did not put my daughter first. And my daughter could sense and could feel that. And for 2 years, she said, Dad, without saying it, she was saying, Dad, I feel like I'm an inconvenience. My mama keep telling me she can't live her life until I'm gone. You've moved on. You got your new wife, new kids. I go up to Dallas and hang out with my oldest siblings, and Dad, they all got businesses, and Sade's doing her thing. BJ got a family. He got 3 children of his own. Shamora would go live with different people, different places. She would come back. Her spirit would be joy, bubbling and happy. And as a father, I knew I was failing. So I got a few pennies in my pocket. I've arrived financially. But it's too little, too late. I could not change the thought pattern. Thought patterns give birth to emotions. Those emotions activate chemistry. That chemistry determines currency. That currency determines the electromagnetic pump inside the body, which controls dopamine, serotonin, melatonin, oxytocin, vasopressin, or adrenaline, cortisol. No matter what I told my daughter, that thought pattern that was established in her brain gave birth to entities, gave birth to energies, gave birth to an inner chi. That's what emotion is. It is a E. That's an entity. Motion, in motion. That entity, that's what she had in seizures. We battled that. I battled that sucker every day. And we would quote her favorite scripture, 2 Timothy. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he gave me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. I said, Shamora, you got a sound mind. Fight. And I know because my daughter told me 2 years, almost every other day that we talk. I can do this, Dad, but I'm tired. I'm tired of maintaining a state or a mental disposition of being possessed with the vitality of life. That is the Greek definition of the English word life. Yahushua came that you may have life, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. So I know my daughter is in a fuller place. There is no death. Death is the entrance into a fuller life. Freedom. A fuller life of freedom that's totally free from the limitations and the handicap of this mental plane and this physical dimension. Because my daughter told me every day with love and compassion that I appreciate you being there for me. And every day she saw the pain in my heart. And she told me, and I told her, Shamora, I'm moving with you to Nacogdoches. She said, Dad, but what about your marriage? You, it's more important. She wouldn't let me do it. So she transferred from Nacogdoches to go to UNT. We're supposed to be there July 18th. signed a lease for her apartment. She said, Dad, how am I going to pay for it? Some more, I got it. I'm going to pay for it. Dad, I don't know. That girl was worried about me and my marriage. She said, Dad, I don't want to come between what you got going on here. Say, Shamora, don't worry about that. You're a child. That's what fathers do. And brothers and sisters, there's a lot of people that talk fluff, man. Every subject that I talk about, whether I'm talking about money, whether I'm talking about health and fitness, whether I'm talking about spirituality and religion, or whether I'm talking about relationships, or this subject that's dealing with death. Everything that the Christian church talks about, every funeral I ever went to, has nothing to do with what you're going to see on Saturday. And my daughter told me, she told my middle daughter exactly what to do 2 days before she died, revealing to us the true detachment process. That is the vibrational removal of what we call the chi, the prana, the pneuma, from the gonads, or from the blood, from the nervous system, and from the endocrine system, or from the 12 systems of the body. How in the world does a 19-year-old child know the words of withdrawal? This is only found in text that was written thousands and thousands of years, that breaks down when the soul is ready to remove itself from this plane. It goes into an internal process, and that internal process is the thank you, sir. That internal process is what is called, they make statements or words of withdrawal. That establishes what is known in the ancient text as the detachment process. I've never heard that taught nowhere, but I'm going to be breaking it down here because this needs to be shared. Because here in the West, what we got is Cretendom. We do not have source. We do not have a system that's based upon the true source, the way the system works, if you want to use that word. I didn't sign up for this. I didn't ask to go through what I went through as a child. I didn't ask to have my mother, you know, die when I was 12, 13, whatever it was. I didn't ask to grow up in the city that I lived in. I didn't ask to have a father who basically tried his best but failed miserably, just like I did. I didn't ask to have this lot, this quote-unquote life, but hey, this is my lot. This is my share. This is my destiny. Life gives you lemons, make lemonade. If it gives you oranges, make oranges. Whatever state that you find yourself in, brothers and sisters, make sure that you understand all things work together for your good. Make sure that you understand no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and all who rise up against you shall fall. Make sure you understand that if you've been evil, know how to give gift to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to His children who ask? Make sure that you understand. Make sure that you overstand. Make sure you understand. You've been young now. Well, at least I've been young. Now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. Never. See, I don't know, but sister, there's a lot of stuff that we got that's taught that's low vibrational stuff. People walk around in fear, doubt, and unbelief. People got a guard that his hand's too short. The big one, the one that I serve, I'm prepared for everything. There's nothing that pops up and be like, oh, what do I do now? God never puts more on you than you can bear. Never. The one that I serve. It's very important, brothers and sisters, because a lot of people out there, they teach limitation. They teach that source code that he wants you to be poor, that he wants you to be sick. You know, he wants you to be destitute. He wants you to be ignorant. He don't want you to know what's going on in the world today. I can tell you what's going to happen. We are in this cyclical age that we're in. This is written before time. Global warming is no such thing, because every transitional period when the magnetic poles of the earth shift, the climate change happens. It's recorded in the ice. You can go up to the North Pole or the South Pole, and you do that ice drilling, and just like you can go to the trees, you can look at the ring of the trees, and in there is the history of the universe that goes way back to any recorded history, and it shows the climate change. So all of this stuff is a forest. Fear-mongering, man. Everything on this earth is designed to fear, 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 fear. Why? It disconnects the frontal lobe, and it activates the reptilian lobe, so that way you cannot make a reasonable and logical decision. Because you are surviving, therefore you cannot thrive. The devil wants you to get on that treadmill to keep your eyes down because the treadmill is running too fast. You ever get on a treadmill and try to run while you're looking around and try to look around? What happens? You crash and burn. So this thing called life, you get on this treadmill of life, and look at the word, L-I-V-E. Turn it around, E-V-E. I-L. And the whole system, everything is designed to keep your head down. That way you can't shine. Because if you're looking down, you can't look up. You can't connect to the big G. Brothers and sisters, I got off the treadmill of life. I recommend you do the same thing. That is the only way that you're going to learn how to love, then how to live, then you're eligible to leave. That was taught to me by a 19-year-old. Over the course of 19 years, learn how to love. That way you can live, then you're eligible to leave. We continue tomorrow with part 3. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. Have the name written on the star, according to the book of Revelations, that no man can pronounce. The book of Revelations also says that his name is the entire word of God. Why are you trying to limit source with a label? I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Why? Why you want to put him in a box? Well, I don't live my life according to the box. I'm not trying to get in the box. I don't got no box. And then that's why, you know, I'm a Long Ranger. And I'm cool with it. My church is not the same. We don't have a big cult following. We ain't got a bunch of friends and family. Because there's nobody that can oscillate and vibrate with a deeper understanding to learn how to love, so that way you can live your life in a manner that live that has a major impact. When you show up, people should be able to sense your presence and say either they're going to really, really like you or they're going to really, really hate you. Either way, I'm cool. Because why? I'm connected to source. And you know that you're connected to source. How do you know? How do you know? Because you automatically exude love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against those things, there is no law. There is no wall. When you operate and vibrate with that mental disposition, then you can go to step 2. Because, again, step 1, understand source. You got a name nobody can pronounce. His name is the entire word of God. Come to the book of Revelations. What is it, 14, 19, somewhere in there? Then he has the Son. Now, there's nobody that can live without the S-U-N. So the Son gives his life every day. How? The Son gives us life every day. How? Through heat. So the Sun sends a frequency of wave of vibration. They say it contains heat and information. Don't believe me? Go to Google. Type it up. I've already done many, many shows, and I broke down neutrinos. The Sun sends neutrinos. The Sun sends photons. The photons hit the skin. It turns into a neurophoton. It is a neurological force in the Greek. The Sun, the S-U-N, is the S-O-N. And the S-O-N is the S-U-M. And so if you don't have a relationship with the S-O-N, the Son of God, who gave his life. So every day the Sun gives you life because it shines on you. If the Sun stops shining, what happens? You are a dead man. The whole planet, everything is gone. Now, I'm not saying anything against the external, but I'm talking about Jesus said that the kingdom of God is within. Jesus said in John 10, also, anybody who do not believe that the Son came in, and that word means interior. Don't believe me. Look it up in the Greek. That word means interior. Anybody who do not believe that Yahushua came interior inside the body is not of God, according to the text. And then that activates the Ruach and the Pneuma. That's the inner chi. That's the energy. So you got E-N-E-R-G-Y, unlimited. And you got I-N-N-E-R-G, unlimited. And you got I-N-N-E-R-Chi, C-H-I. That's the energy. That's currency. That's money. That is only done by that three-step process, brothers and sisters. That is the true so in the Greek, S-O-Z-O, what we call salvation. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I never wanna let you go.
Sweet. the same and y'all are me. And I love you so through infinity, cause I'm the source and so are you. Baby, DNA is our memory. I've been blessed with a trinity, so I'm going loud like some symphony. I will die for your life, so girl, don't you worry about anything. I would slay for a billion years just to give you billions of happy faces. Break you out of these messy mazes and break you out of these petty races. Every second I'm thinking, pondering, when's the day that I can get you onto this? Love yourself and the rest will follow bliss. Love yourself because your father fathered this. Yeah, I know that you'll hit some obstacles. You're a goddess, so mission impossible. Yeah, I got to go, but I never went. I'ma make sure that you never pay rent, cause all my baby girls come to heaven sent. I'ma kill devils if they try to make you bend. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget.